You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, addressing a public rally in Srinagar's Bakshi Stadium, on Thursday hit out at the opposition, including the Congress, claiming that some families were misguiding not only the people of Jammu and Kashmir, but the entire nation over the now-abrogated Article 370. The centre led by Prime Minister Modi abrogated the provisions of Article 370 on 5 August 2019 and bifurcated the erstwhile state into the union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. For decades, the Congress and its allies misled the people of Jammu and Kashmir, the country, for political gains in the name of Article 370. The people of Jammu and Kashmir are now aware of the truth that whether Jammu and Kashmir benefited from Article 370 or only a few families took advantage of it. The talent of Jammu and Kashmir is getting its due respect today, as there is no Article 370 now, Modi said. The mercury plunged 5 degrees below normal to 8.8 degrees Celsius on Thursday, extending an unusually chilly start to March for the capital. Delhi's minimum temperature has now remained below 10 degrees Celsius for the fourth straight day. Delhi last had 3 straight days of sub-10 degree C minimum temperatures in March over 20 years back in 2003. Delhi's minimum temperature was 9 degrees Celsius on Wednesday and Tuesday. It was 9.5 degrees Celsius on Monday. In March 2003, the minimum was below 10 degrees Celsius between 5th March to 7th March, 8.6 degrees Celsius, 8.6 degrees Celsius and 9.7 degrees Celsius. The minimum temperature was below 10 degrees Celsius for 5 consecutive days in March 1990. The impact of cold northwesterly winds was likely to continue, keeping minimum temperature around 9 degrees Celsius on Friday as well. This is an unusual spell, largely arising due to the recent western disturbance on March 2nd and 3rd. It led to fresh snowfall in the higher reaches in northwest India. Ice-cold winds from the mountains was blowing towards the plains. This is keeping the daytime temperature in check and fairly chilly at night, said India Meteorological Department scientist Kuldeep Srivastava. A day after the deadline for the State Bank of India to submit details of electoral bonds purchased since 12 April 2019 to the Election Commission of India ended, the Association for Democratic Reforms approached the Supreme Court on Thursday demanding contempt action against the public sector bank for defying the court's directive. Association for Democratic Reforms, a non-profit organization which is the lead petitioner in the judgment striking down the center's 2018 EB scheme, mentioned the matter before Chief Justice of India Dhananjaya Y. Chandrachud seeking a hearing on 11th March when the State Bank of India's application for extension of time till 30th June is likely to be taken up. Advocate Prashant Bhushan submitted before the CJI that the Association for Democratic Reforms has sought initiation of contempt proceedings against the State Bank of India for abiding by the court-mandated deadline of 6 March to submit full details of EBs purchased since 12 April 2019 to the Election Commission of India. Those lobbying for tickets, it is said, at the Congress headquarters on New Delhi's 24 Akbar Road never get it, as the real influence works elsewhere. But this does not deter party workers from around the country from flocking to the headquarters in an election season. Aspirants have been queuing up with their resumes for tickets at the headquarters ahead of the national polls this summer, even as the party is yet to take a call on them, including whether Rahul Gandhi will contest again from Amethi. The Bharatiya Janata Party was first off the blocks with its list of 195 candidates before two of them withdrew their candidature. The Congress's Central Election Committee is scheduled to hold its first meeting for the selection of candidates at 6 p.m. on Thursday. there has been a growing clamor for Gandhi to contest from Amethi, which he represented from 2004 to 2019 but lost in the last election. On 19 February, Gandhi spoke about his long-standing relationship with Amethi when he arrived there as part of his Bharat Jodo Nyay Yatra. Gandhi spoke about social justice and unemployment while underlining a bond of love with Amethi. Yavnika Raj Shah, an ex-user travelling with Indigo from Bengaluru to Bhopal, was shocked to find missing cushions on two seats. Later, Shah shared about the incident on the microblogging platform with a sarcastic remark. She also added a picture of the cushionless seats. After the post went viral, the airlines also responded to it. The image she shared shows two seats without any cushions on them. Indigo also took to the comments section and wrote, "Ma'am, thank you for speaking with us." The seat cushions were replaced prior to the flight for cleaning purposes. Our cabin crew promptly informed the customers who were allotted these seats. This is a standard practice for cleaning during transit as and when required. We are committed to providing the highest standards of cleanliness and hygiene to our customers.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.